Chapter 13. The Duke led the way upstairs, past his study door, to his private apartment at the end of the passage. Pox looked around as she came in. A fire burned in the small fireplace at one end of the chamber. Several padded chairs were grouped around it, and a small footed table. Tapestries hung on the walls. Behind a low divider at the far end of the room, a great bed loomed, but it had neither mattress nor hangings. A narrow bed, made up with a striped blanket, stood along one wall. "Sit down," urged the Duke, as Pox hesitated. The Marshal General had already chosen a chair and propped her feet on a stool near the fire. Pox tried to guess which chair was his, and finally took one to the side of the fire. The armrests were carved, beyond the padding, into dragon's heads. The Duke took a seat opposite her and stretched his legs. "This is how it used to be," he said softly. "When we built this end of the stronghold, this is where we held council. The office I use now was the scribe's room. It's many a night I sat here with Tamar and Marshal Vreelan." He poured out 3 mugs of sib from the pot on the table and offered them. The Marshal General glanced at him, her eyes bright in the firelight. "If you don't mind my asking, my lord, how old are you?"
"About 50 years. Why?"
"I had thought you younger when you came to Finpaneer, but remembering that you and your